What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. Crab Diving Live, broadcasting toward you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamuku. Mande kishiti kolora bashata.
Sidili makaluku.
It's Faithless Friday here, everybody.
Yes.
Although it's been pretty faithless every day.
Fizi zibidi da tapa lana.
Thanks for downloading us as a podcast. If you've done it that way, thanks for listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for 24/7. If that is how you receive us anyway, we appreciate the crapatoni out of it.
That's right.
Be here, in the age of the COVIDiots. We'll be here.
Oh, good.
Hopefully.
Right.
But you know, less good news.
Than bad
when it comes to that. Did you?
That's kind of the nature of the pandemic, I would think.
Did you see the story that? I know you've got some shit going on.
I've been in my work's asshole all day. I don't know.
Oh,
virtual asshole.
This is it's on our social media. Oh, my name's Patrick Brown.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's Faithless Friday. This is our day to give Jesus the finger and not in the fun way.
Follow us on the social media, Crab Diving. Tweet us during the show, at Crab Diving.
Twat us.
This is the New York Post. According to a report, a group of researchers have found that the coronavirus can spread through fecal matter escaping from the bowl during a flush. Shit mist transfers the coronavirus.
How did they figure that out? That
closing sucks. The toilet lid is highly recommended. Well, you're supposed to do that anyway to prevent piss mist or shit mist. Before you flush.
Listen, I don't believe in any Jesus or any kind of shit like that, but you know what this is, dude?
The end times.
No, this is the earth. This is the earth saying, hey, okay, that's cool. If Shell wants to shit 3 billion tons of crude oil down my throat, I'm gonna fuck with you when you're least fucking expecting it, and it's gonna be a good one too, you stupid fucks. Right. It's coming through the toilet, man. Fuck. What's the answer? Shitting outside?
No, it's from other people. It's other people's shit. When they flush, the shit mist comes up.
Oh, my God.
And that's why you have to close the lid before you flush to prevent your own shit and piss mist from hitting the air.
Who the fuck figured that out, though? That's a tough day at the office. Gosh, guess what happened to me?
aerosolized feces.
Nah!
Can be propelled into the air through what's called the toilet plume. The spread of aerosols, sometimes containing infectious fecal matter caused by a flush. A mechanical.
The what plume? The fecal plume. The fecal plume?
And mechanical engineering professor from Purdue University, Dr. King Yang Chen,
hi,
said, close the lid, then flush.
No shit, dude. Thank you very much. He said,
that's the simple solution right. to help control the spread of the disease from toilet plumes.
He's in the fecal plume, the toilet plume department there.
He said, closing the lid prevents over 80% of the fecal particles from escaping into the air.
Yes, perfect. That's wonderful. I mean, it's not great. Well,
and that makes you think about all those public bathrooms that don't have lids that close. You just have that ring.
Exactly what I'm thinking of right now.
So, I mean, that's just got to be a shit mist salad.
Boy, there's not a better way to put that. You know,
I could think of
writer's room now. Listen, so what? Okay, let me understand the fucking science.
Okay.
Somebody takes a shit.
It's Friday. I may be having an adult beverage.
Have an adult beverage. We're living in the age of the fecal flume. Do whatever you want. Put whatever you want in your fucking body. Just close the toilet lid after you're done.
Is this a local brew?
Yes. Go buy that. Pensacola
Blonde
beer.
Blonde Bomber?
Yeah, yeah. But the... shit, I forget the brewery.
Props?
Huh?
Props? It says at the top?
I don't know. I think that's a... It's Pensacola R-O-P-S. I think it's an acronym.
Veteran owned and operated.
You know what? Props is probably for like on a helicopter, maybe. I doubt it is.
No, it is. There's.
Oh, okay. It's not an acronym.
Looks like plane props.
Oh, geez. Well.
On the can. Can's pretty cool.
I just thought of the best. Oh, God. I just thought of the best podcast ever. Oh, we're going to be rich. Hi, welcome to the podcast. We just described beer cans.
Yes.
2 hours a fucking day.
I collected
live.
Beer cans for quite a while when
perfect.
I was a kid.
Now you collect them, now we talk about them.
In fact, I think I sold it for a couple hundred bucks after my mom died, and I just wanted to get the fuck rid of them, but yeah. I probably lost a lot of money.
Oh, you came out in the red on that?
I mean, if I would have sat and gone through, you know, they have catalogs, collector's catalogs, where you can... You look at the can, right, whether it's right. what condition it's in. Is the yes. beer still in it? Has it been drained?
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Is there fecal matter in there?
And well, on it. And then it gives you, you know, what the latest going rate is for it. I'm sure it's online now. But I did that for a while when I was a kid. I sold them and bought them.
Somebody's sitting online thinking, damn, you know what I want? I want that old style can from 1975. I want that.
There were some really cool cans.
I agree, but then I would say to that guy, you could have a picture of it.
You know what I had too. A lot of was Billy Beer.
Oh, Billy Carter.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Cashing in on his brother.
No, not, yes, not really. Not like other
that
family
started,
members.
Well, yeah, but that started after Jimmy Carter became president.
Yeah. Billy Beer is not that impressive of right. a family lunatic in this day and age.
Oh, no. And that was just, you know, it didn't go that far. He wasn't,
yeah,
he wasn't a slumlord, let's say. Who
right.
was they didn't put Billy in charge of the gas shortage.
What would you tell, you know, you're an acting coach. You're a public speaking coach. You're a coach to make someone look more like they're a human being.
Oh, wait a second.
And someone said, your client is Jared Kushner. And,
oh God.
And if you don't complete this project, make him seem remotely human in a week, we're going to send your family to Siberia. What would you do? What would you tell him?
Oh, I was going to go out and buy parkas for my family.
Sorry guys. I tried.
Yeah. I'm not even going to try. Fuck it.
I did Stanislavski. I did Meisner.
He's really despicable and inexplicably up there speaking.
Yeah, it makes me nervous.
Dr. Fauci, not there. Jared Kushner, there.
Who was the, you remember Gary Gaetti from the Cubs? Played third base.
Gaetti. Yeah, sounds familiar, but not...
You know, he's one of these old school baseball players, meaning that, you know, they... I don't know, but you know, he had a mullet. He was a big fat guy with a mullet. Not a big
doesn't
fat.
Mean old school.
Listen, Gary Gaetti was a great Cub. Sorry, I didn't mean to. You weren't fat, dude. I don't know. It's nothing to do with this thing. But the Cubs were just losing miserably. And you know what? Everybody was done pitching. They didn't have anybody left. So Gary Gaetti trotted out there and threw some. And, you know, and it wasn't great. But it got us out of that inning eventually. Send Jared out there. I mean, how much worse can it be? He's boring. He's a, you know. I pose the fucking question. I will be taken seriously. Subway Jared, Jared Kushner. Who's worse? Here, I got a good one. Mary fuck kill. Subway Jared, Jared Kushner, Jared Leto. Okay, well, I don't know. Don't you think Subway Jared is I mean, Jared Kushner is more evil than Subway Jared. If he's hoarding masks, Jared Kushner is more evil.
It's a horrible comparison to even.
Of course
propose.
It is. They are both prominent Jareds.
So there you go. Close the toilets before you flush people. That's a good practice in general.
I'm getting
subject to your loved ones and family to your shit mist.
You know,
more than you have to.
Someone please tell the intern that no matter how hard you dig into the carpet, you're not going to find anything in there.
Over at the commie pinko liberal Puff Poet is Faithless Friday.
We'll get some
more. That was pretty faithless, actually.
You still an atheist over there?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've been presented with evidence.
Hey,
that God exists.
Listen, a friend, an acquaintance, a person I did stand-up comedy with for about 5 minutes, went full birther on the Book of Face. And it's like, you know.
Recently?
Oh, yeah. The other day went full birther. And that's it, right? That's it. That was everything. Donald Trump, we elected a guy whose political career is based in birtherism. It's birtherism.
I mean, that's how he got his little toadstool wet first.
It's the birther president.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's who
Although,
he is.
Racism.
Yeah,
he did take out a full-page ad in the New York. Well, but I mean, before that, the Central Park Five.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
And don't forget the whole citations from the federal government for unfair housing practices, discriminatory housing practices.
God, you know what's crazy, dude? If you told me that Donald Trump was going to do something more despicable than taking that ad out in the paper about the Central Park Five, I would be like, I don't know. That's pretty shitty, but God damn.
HuffPo has pictured Jared.
Yes.
Stockpile snow job. Admin site suddenly sounds like Jared.
Admin site? What is that?
Jared Kushner was pilloried, great word, yesterday after telling reporters I don't want to play this. He's a fucking idiot. I don't want
to. What is wrong with him?
He basically said, he called it our stockpile.
You know, when you were able to reason your way into going to the polls and voting for someone that is clearly a diabolical dirt fuck, a fascist, a racist, and you decide that this person was a senator.
Wait, Trump we're talking about?
She was
Which
Secretary
diabolical
of State?
Rat fuck racist?
She was Secretary of State. Lots of things that she's done that may be applicable to being fucking president. She worked in the fucking White House, and you pick the fascist, the clear fuckhead. What the fuck?
For some of them, that was the sell.
Yes.
He's a fucking asshole. He's going to blow everything up.
To live and exist on a planet.
Congrats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm learning. I'm learning that it's tenuous, right? And we at least, we don't even have to have geniuses, but we at least not, we don't need to have fascist, racist idiots in charge. You know, I mean, they have bungled this COVID response. It wouldn't be like this if Hillary Clinton was president. I'm fucking sorry, MAGA dirtbags. It would be a lot more manageable. We would have more options. Now our only options is to sit the fuck at home.
It is Faithless Friday.
Oh, God. I was going to chill today, you know?
It's the Trump era.
You know what I mean? You know I'm right. It wouldn't be as bad, right? Maybe we'd still all be at home. Who knows? But at least the number of deaths would be lower, right? The curve would be more flat.
Yes. Yes. It would still be a lot.
She wouldn't allow, like, Ron the racist to govern his state like a fuckhead. Like a total fuckhead. He's a fuckhead.
Well, no, she'd be, there'd be a federal task forces, and there would be that Defense Powers Act would have been used. There were these companies would be cranking out the shit we need right now. Not, did you see the tweet? Was it last night? Oh, we had to come down hard on 3M.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Come down hard on 3M.
You know, man. I'm going to make this offer to the maggots today. I don't know where you would do this, but we'll figure out a place. Doesn't matter. Turn in your MAGA hats. We're going to burn them and we will allow Trump to step down. Nobody's going to jail. Let Hillary come in there with a team today. Start is in charge. You do that deal. You would do that deal. You fucking assholes. Would you do that deal?
Trump might do that deal.
Would he? Someone ask him.
He would toss his kids under the bus.
Let him.
Maybe not Ivanka, but he'd be like, you have Dan, and especially Jared.
Some legal guy get together a proposal that we could sue the government to get rid of Trump and install Hillary because she won. Somebody figure that out and then tell Trump he can go and take all his nasty fuckheads with him. Nobody goes to jail. Just get the fuck out of here and let us handle COVID. Done.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal, by the way, everybody.
Oh, yes.
At crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right.
Where all the cool kids hang out,
you know,
and buy shit.
I don't know what chapter of, what was his book, Art of the Deal?
Right.
He's not even the author of The Art of the Deal.
Correct.
Let's go forward with the show. I'm sorry.
Here's,
Even stop using your own.
Let me back up a little.
Laughing is so paranoid, they're holding them a little bit longer. Some of them being prevented from seeing their friends and family. Even after the fact. This pandemic has exposed just how fucking broken and inept this country actually was. Nobody wanted...
Is. Is.
Does he believe in QAnon?
I don't know if he goes that far. That
okay.
But I'm sure QAnon light.
If he does... See, Brendan Dilley is in the... dude, he's in the neighborhood of people that could run for office on the GOP.
Dilly?
Yeah.
You think so?
Maybe. Yes. Mississippi, yes. Surely.
Are being told, there's in many cases I have been messaged where people are being told that they are negative for the coronavirus and the medical staffing is so paranoid, they're holding them a little bit longer. Some of them being prevented from seeing their friends and family. Even after the fact. This pandemic has exposed just how fucking broken and inept this country actually was. Nobody wanted to believe President Trump before this. They didn't want to believe him.
We still don't.
They thought that he was just spewing hatred and it was all rhetoric against politicians from the opposite side. Wrong. Every fucking weakness this country has had that has been papered over by money and media is on full display right now.
Okay.
What? What? The fuck is he saying?
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
It's on full display. And God bless the man I'm about to play. Many of you, unwittingly and unnecessarily, have attacked him. Because you get too fucking in the weeds and stop using your own discernment. This guy is kicking ass and taking names. And he's been doing it since before President Trump became President Trump.
Who do you think
he was? One of the most
that Brendan's talking about.
I think it's Trump.
Influential.
No, he's talked about. He's worked with Trump.
Oh, he's worked with Trump. Oh, Stephen Miller.
Special figures in the Trump campaign. He got virtually no credit.
Oh.
And some of you, fucking unwittingly, have went after him because of his faith as a Jewish individual, which is fucking sad. That man is Jared Kushner. If you don't realize
what?
Who or what Jared Kushner is, I really feel badly for you guys.
I understand. Excuse me. One second. I understand who Jared Kushner is. Jared Kushner is the guy who every now and then squirts semen into a vanker and they have a child.
Well,
and then because of that, he has a job in the White
and
House.
And notice that he just glosses over the fact that a lot of his viewers hate Jared because he's a Jew. You know, so a lot of you go after him.
Is that what he's saying?
Because of his religion.
God.
He just said that. And that's wrong. That's sad. But.
But I have to give you a pass? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, that's when you say, stop watching my fucking show, you anti-Semitic asshole.
Right, right. But so, Brendan Dilley is.
But he doesn't say that.
Brendan Dilley isn't anti-Semitic.
That's sad.
Wow, he's a real standout, though.
Let me go after him.
I mean, do we commend him for not being anti-Semitic?
Okay.
I mean, it's,
you know,
I'm just saying.
Put a matchstick on the opposite side of the shit pile.
What other person do we play that's not anti-Semitic?
What do you mean?
Jim Baker.
Yeah, he doesn't really go there.
He doesn't go there. Rick Wiles.
Pat
goes
Robertson
there.
Doesn't usually go there.
Okay.
I think Rick Wiles does enough for everybody, but yeah.
That's true. Coach Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Anti-Semitic.
You're missing it. Jared Kushner is absolutely the kind of guy that could go and become a phenomenal senator, potentially a president someday.
Stop it. Please stop it. Please stop killing us. Damn. What do you have to beg? I mean, to me, this is what you said, that the thing with the COVID is, and you just explained it, COVID basically seems like it's real tough for humans to contend with. It's like the virus is saying it's us or you, motherfuckers. I mean, really, I really thought you were going to say something like you can pass through fucking walls. Jesus fucking Christ. But, like, you know, the fecal flume is bad and stuff, and it's like we can barely contend with a virus on this planet. But if Jared Kushner is going to be leading us, then please pass out the cyanide.
Right.
Fuck it. What? Not to go negative.
Jared Kushner was pilloried after he told reporters that the Federal Strategic National Stockpile is, quote, our stockpile, and states shouldn't rely on it for life-saving materials.
Hey, what if my mom's in the hospital, you motherfucker?
This is the HuffPo. It's a flawed statement at face value, one directly contradicted by language on the Strategic National Stockpile's website.
Yes.
At the time.
Oh.
Because all over Twitter this morning was, here's the website.
Yes.
It said, earlier this morning.
Okay.
The Strategic National Stockpile is the nation's largest supply of life-saving pharmaceuticals and medical supplies for use in a public health emergency.
Yes.
Severe enough to cause local supplies to run out. that says local supplies are running out. We got your backs.
Give me the fucking masks, bitch. That's what that means, right?
When state, local, tribal, and territorial responders request federal assistance to support their response efforts, the stockpile ensures that the right medicines and supplies get to those who need them most during an emergency. Organized for scalable Damn. Response to a variety of public health threats, this repository
Hello?
Contains enough supplies to respond to multiple large-scale emergencies simultaneously.
Oh, okay. Well, it seems like Jared was wrong. Or Jared lied.
Well, and then here, the HuffPost summarizes it perfectly. Caught in a lie, the Trump administration didn't correct itself. Instead, it changed the website.
Damn! That's HuffPo?
Yeah.
Damn.
Change the website.
Wow. Hey, in the words of the great Kendrick Lamar, sit down, bitch.
Now it reframes the stockpile as supplementary.
Supplementary?
Supplementary. And shifts the blame for any shortfall to the states.
Oh, you motherfuckers. They are putting dead Americans. Hey, I know you hate New York for whatever fucked up reason now. You don't like New York, but those are Americans. It wouldn't matter. They're human beings in those fucking body bags. You motherfucker, you're their president. You're responsible for them. What a fuck. Oh my God. He has, so Jared has no feelings either. Okay.
He's a slumlord.
He looks like lunch meat. Honestly.
He evicts people that complain about rats the size of Shelby running around their apartments.
God damn. I swear to God, I thought we had a rat that big. It's so loud in there. You know, Jared, you have the, he has a personality. He's like baloney. He has the personality of baloney.
Yeah. I tweeted something earlier. Like he's like an escapee display from the Slumlord Wax Museum.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
His face doesn't move. He's probably Botox the fuck up.
Right. Jesus.
He and Ivanka probably have Botox shooting parties.
Ivanka, what did you see in him? Like, what was it like when you were hanging? I don't know how you guys met. You're one of your rich twunt fairs or whatever the fuck you guys do.
Peace Corps, Ryan.
Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. Shit, yes.
They were doing 2 years. Drinking turpentine to get rid of the hookworm.
We were the Peace Corps. We were having Botox parties together at the Hilton. Well, the moment I laid eyes on Jared, I was like, oh, I got to get that evil ass fascist slumlord dick right inside me.
The Drudge Report says New York death toll surpasses 9/11, 562 in one day.
Oh, my God. Wait, but that's good news, that thing you said earlier. That means there are stockpiles of ventilators and masks and things of that nature that we can use. Why not?
Because fuck you, that's why.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They're for the rich people.
Oh, my God. It's time to assemble the big gay army. There's a group of bodybuilders that used to go to the gym I went to, and they were all gay men at the time of Bally's Total Fitness in Boys Town in Chicago, and these are the biggest people picking up weights I've ever seen in my fucking life. Send them to go get those masks.
And you have instances where in cities they're running out, but the state still has a stockpile. And the notion of the federal stockpile was it's supposed to be our stockpile. It's not supposed to be state stockpiles that they then use. So we're encouraging the states to make sure that they're assessing the needs. They're getting the data from their local situations and then trying to fill it with the supplies that we've given them. The same thing with the masks. So the N90. And
there you go.
God,
I
fuck
feel
you.
So much better, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Almost 1,200 likes.
Oh, on the twat.
On our tweet about
Very
that
nice.
Today.
Very fucking nice.
425 retweets. Thanks.
Good job.
Thanks, Twitter.
Hell yes.
For giving us some love.
Jeez, this guy is like, he's like translucent ham or something. He's like stockpile. They're mine.
I wonder who this guy voted for. This is out of New York.
Yes.
Hundreds of thousands of masks and other pieces of medical equipment C is from a Brooklyn man.
Right.
Will be distributed to medical workers on the front lines treating the virus in New York and New Jersey.
How many?
According to the DOJ, the equipment includes roughly 192,000 of the N95 respirator masks, 600,000 medical gloves, 130,000 surgical masks, procedure masks, N100 masks, surgical gowns, disinfectant towels, particulate filters, bottles of hand sanitizer, and disinfectant spray.
Was this guy trying to flip them on eBay or some shit?
A 43-year-old man was hoarding the supplies in order to take advantage of the crisis, was selling them to doctors and nurses at prices as much as 700% above market value.
Damn! Hey, let's go capitalism, everybody. Good job.
And this is what a great guy he is. When FBI agents confronted him about the sales, he allegedly coughed in their direction, told them he had the coronavirus.
Oh, my God.
So now he's charged with assault.
Yeah.
Of a federal officer.
What a dumbass.
As well as lying to investigators for deceiving them when they asked him about the equipment.
So is what happened was someone did some forensic accounting of where these masks and ventilators and gloves were sold to. And they're like, hey, we have 100,000 some.
I don't know how they tracked him. He's probably selling them online.
Yeah.
And some doctor ratted on him or some nurse.
Right. Surely there's a team of people just out there looking for masks. Yeah, the FBI. And shit. Damn.
Attorney General William Barr.
Ooh, yes.
Said in a statement, if you are amassing critical medical equipment for the purpose of selling it at exorbitant prices, you can expect a knock at your door.
What if you lied to the American people about the severity of it and a fuck ton of people die as a result?
As the federal government is outbidding the state governments on shipments of important medical equipment.
Yes.
We keep hearing.
Right, right. I mean, you know.
Governor Cuomo was on with Rachel Maddow last night, and he was talking about how crazy it is. You go to bid. You put in a bid, you think you're getting a truck full of masks, and then you find out that there's no shipment coming because the federal government outbid you on the masks. And
yes.
They're heading to the federal government.
Right,
for
right.
For its hoard.
I mean, you know.
Or you start outbidding other states,
yes.
Driving the price up. Yay, capitalism.
Wait, yay, capitalism. Let's say you're a bar, right? And then you own a bunch of bars. And okay. in one of your bars, all the bars are out of vodka. So you own all the bars. Now, do you bid against yourself to get the vodka that you're going to buy for all the bars anyway?
Well, no.
Okay. That's what's happening here, though, kind of.
Well, kind of.
Sort of.
But that's like owning all of the bars,
yes.
And forcing all of the bar managers,
yes.
To do Hunger Games,
right? What?
Or Thirsty Games is
why? Why when we're explaining you're why when talking about our government, I feel like Hunger Games is evoked a lot.
Yeah, well, right.
Invoked, not evoked.
That's how they work. That's how they roll.
Yeah.
Not help invoked. The weak. Like that dude Jesus in their favorite book talked about. No, survival of the fittest.
Help the weak. Hey, we're not a shipping company.
Right.
Hey,
the cucks.
Right, cucks. Hey, you need a ventilator? Go fight for one. Damn.
Right, yeah.
Like that's the message. And by the way, meet my son-in-law. He has no personality. The only thing he's done that, he's like me. He's a shitty real estate person, and he bangs my daughter, and now he's in charge of this historic pandemic in our country. Congratulations.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jared Kushner is absolutely the kind of guy that could go and become a phenomenal senator, potentially a president someday. This is a man that knows how to fucking lead, and this is a very smart individual. Smart as you can even imagine, and he's being groomed by the best. One of the biggest mistakes anybody could make with Jared Kushner is he's soft-spoken and he's mild-mannered until you fuck with him. And then he's just going to beat you over the head with his IQ. Over and over. Because he's smarter than you.
No, he's not.
He's already thought way the fuck ahead from you.
No.
And he's been groomed by the greatest president to ever fucking lead this country.
No.
Jared.
No. God. No, no.
Holy
no.
shit.
No, listen, idiot. You fucking moron. He's a guy that puts on a blazer, and he's probably never worked a full day in his life. He has some lines on his face. He seems like a guy that seems like he's a guy that pulls. He's a guy that fucks you every time, dude. You guys fall for Jared Kushner every time, right? He's every fucking Republican.
Well, right. Every privileged, even though they're Democrats.
Oh, yes. No, Jared's a Democrat.
Yeah. Jared and Monica, they all were.
But why fall for Jared Kushner, Brendan?
But they were the establishment Democrats. They're the rich people who want to make sure that they keep the rich scam going.
Yes.
But, you know, black people are okay, and you can let gay people get married and shit.
Right.
That's okay.
Yes.
What about income inequality?
Well, now, hold on a second.
Fuck it.
I inherited a lot of money.
Yes.
That I deserved.
Right, right.
Because my great-grandfather started a mine.
Oh, yes.
What kind of mine was it? What was it? It just kind of,
it's a cock mine.
It's a Skrogard mine.
They're a resource to be protected.
The, so they're going to, that asshole that was hoarding, they're going to send shit to the, send his shit to hospitals and everything. So there you go. Capitalism. But what about the free market?
Well, I think we're seeing it. This is the free market.
And I do see those comments on some of these stories about these hoarders that are being arrested or their shit being seized and donated. Well, you know, what about the free market? This just goes to show you that we're in a police state.
Yeah, dickhead. No. You're white, and the government protects you, and you get to have all the shit you want from Pottery Barn. And all the crap you want to finance from Best Buy.
Right. Until you can't go see Granny before she dies because you can't get a mask because some asshole's on the street corner selling them for $800 a piece.
Yeah. And then he'll be pissed, right?
Right.
But I think the ceiling's lower than that. As soon as Fucknut McGee can't take his fucking family down to the Cineplex Odeon at the fucking mall and watch some dickhead fucking The Rock movie and then go to Applebee's. As soon as he's not a comfortable dickhead, then he'll lose his shit.
We do have other news.
No, oh, okay.
Over at the Drudge Report. Let's see what's going on in Drudge Land. I'm sure it's all COVID.
Oh, yes.
That was the headline. The New York death toll surpasses 9/11.
Right.
That one. Where is this coronavirus Louisville?
Right.
What? Louis, is this true? This is from the Courier Journal, which is one of the Gannett productions.
Yes. Oh, Gannett. Okay. They're
your
a great
USA
company,
Today
right?
Family.
Yeah.
Two Louisville coronavirus patients and a family member have been ordered by circuit judges to isolate and wear tracking devices. They got ankle bracelets on.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. That's fine.
After officials learned they went out in public against medical advice.
Damn.
So these are assholes who tested positive who still went out.
Jeez.
Says the orders are essential for keeping the community safe when infected patients refuse to self-quarantine.
Well, I mean, who would do that? I mean, who would not do that?
Assholes, these people who have to do it.
Oh, my God. It's so hard. It's so hard to keep a planet from being obliterated from, like, bullshit. People just turn into assholes. You just have assholes.
The health officials say not enough Louisvillians. V-I-L-L-I-A-N-S. Louisvillians. our Louisvillians, I guess you would say.
Louisvillians
are taking pandemic guidelines seriously. Not enough, they stressed. In addition to closing libraries, community centers, the zoo, and even some park. Well, I'm willing to say that probably a lot of people that were going to libraries chose not to go out.
Yeah, yeah.
Some parks over the past few weeks, they instructed police to cut back on the types of calls for services Popo are responding to.
They closed the zoos.
In response to lack of respect for his orders, he even had basketball rims taken off backboards in parks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People were playing basketball.
I wonder if the animals, from the animals' point of view, these poor fucking zoos, you know, do you think they there's a difference for them when they're when the people aren't there? The people,
maybe,
the visitors,
yeah, I guess. They're probably so numb to it. That,
I mean, do they like it? I guess the goats maybe do, because for a quarter you can get a handful of like goat feed and give it to them. They like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the lions and shit are just like,
shit.
Finally.
Nah, yeah.
They're like, it's not like a bunch of plump creatures I'd love to jump over the fence and gnaw on.
Yummy. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure those lions all the time, they're like, come here a little closer, fuckhead.
Yeah.
Come here, Mr. Salt Life t-shirt. Yummy, yummy.
A Metro corrections officer who was sent to attach ankle monitors following the isolation order. Now he has 101 degree fever and is being treated for COVID-19.
Pump the brakes. The guy that put the ankle monitor on that guy now has it.
Yeah.
Okay, dickhead. You couldn't stay home and self-quarantine. So daddy had to come and put an ankle bracelet on your fucking... And you gave that guy the... Fuck you, motherfucker. God, what a cunt. Jeez. Wow.
Bringing out the best in some people, isn't it?
Why'd you stay home?
Because they're selfish assholes.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck.
And now we're learning that you can even be before you even know you're sick.
Yeah.
You're asymptomatic and you're still contagious. You're shedding virus.
Right. Good.
And so that's all those asshole spring breakers.
Oh, totally.
And that's
of
another
course.
Theory to the, it's allergies. The contribution of, our governor. Allowing spring break to continue.
Oh, yeah, damn. We live in
Florida. All these kids from the South came together, sprayed shit mist on each other.
Fecal flume.
And, or in each other.
Right.
And,
any way I can get it in there.
And went back to their,
it's disgusting.
All their fun places in the Southeast.
All
their homes in the Southeast. And before any of them were, now some were getting sick.
Right, right.
But before they were.
Yes.
They were infecting 2 to 4 people on average.
You know, I feel like this virus is hanging out. They're like the virus club or the union, whatever it is. But there's Ebola, there's SARS, there's bird flu, swine flu, there's COVID. What other viruses do we have out there?
Malaria. Syphilis.
Syphilis. Oh, yeah.
Gonorrhea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But those guys, whatever. They're fine. You're like, you know what?
This might be bacterium. I don't even know.
Well, whichever. They're like, hey, COVID, it's time for you to go in there. We got the dumbest fucking president on the planet, the U.S. He won't believe in you. And all these religious fuckers will think they can pray you away. Oh, it's going to be fucking hilarious. Go have a ball. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like,
right.
How unlucky. How is Donald Trump president? If a guy, hey, dickheads that voted the MAGA fucks. Hi, MAGA fucks. You can take those hats and shove it up your fucking... fecal flume. What did you think when you went to the polls? You're like, oh shit, what if there's a pandemic? I sure hope Trump's in charge. I'm sure hope the guy that used to run Miss USA or whatever the fuck, walk around Miss Teen USA leering.
But what about those
my
emails?
President. Oh yeah, the emails, that was an issue. Vince Foster, whatever the fuck that meant. The other guy, Seth Rich. Spirit dinners come all over the place.
Spirit dinners.
So stupid. You fuckheads.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Yay.
And here's what we've been yelling about from the beginning. Even before the virus, we've been talking about the scourge of some of these organizations. According to officials in Sacramento County, California,
Sacramento,
Roughly one-third of all of their coronavirus cases can be tied to a religious organization.
Yeah! What? Tell me the fraction again. Tell me the fraction again. I know you didn't say one-third.
I said roughly a third.
Roughly a third. Okay. So, for people out there that don't know shit, what is this? Covered in COVID, what is this that I have here? Oh, this is an emissions recall. It's so funny. Somebody gives the shit enough about it. A Chrysler 2013 problem with some bullshit, and we have COVID all over the place. Let me go get the emissions fixed. One third. So if you take a hole and you divide it into three equal pieces, one single piece is attributed to Jeebus.
Over 100 of the county's 314 cases thus far are connected to church groups.
Well, listen, I'm an atheist.
Including 24 infections spread among one church whose congregants are continuing to hold in-person fellowship meetings during the growing pandemic. He declined to name the church.
Name them. Name them. Name them. Name the people that are killing us. Fuck.
France, it's happening too.
Oui, oui. Delors.
Health Minister Olivier Véran.
Nine.
In France said the tipping point was the evangelical gathering in Mulhouse.
What is that?
There's some Mulhouse, France. They had some evangelical gatherings.
Stay out of Mulhouse. Stay out of every place.
He said the epidemic spread across the country from the gathering.
Let me tell you something, asshole Christian religious fucks. I'm an atheist, and atheists get shit. We get compared to child molesters, serial killers, axe murderers. You fucking name it. You fucking name it. And you guys are clearly a scourge on the fucking planet. Atheists, suck a cock.
When the five-day prayer meeting at the evangelical church known as Christian Open Door.
Ooh, give me that fecal flu.
When it began on February 17th, France had only 12 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with none of those in Alsace, the region where Mulhouse is located.
There's so much irony in this fucking story.
Jose, maybe.
Oh, you're praying to Jesus to keep you safe from COVID. Oh, wow.
A nurse who was in the audience was identified as the source of an outbreak among fellow nurses in local hospitals, then affecting approximately 250 people.
Oh, shit. Damn. I mean, you can just pray by yourselves at home. I mean, there's that, right? There is that.
Well, yeah.
Or you could just be by yourself at home and stare at the fucking wall and do less harm.
Are they going to pass the bucket?
Well, I don't know.
How are they going to pass
the plate? We're not really passing the bucket. We're passing the body bags and the hearses and the funerals and the graves and the fucking refrigerator trucks full of bodies because you stupid fuckers.
Here's one for you.
Jesus Christ. Enough.
This will make you feel better.
The Almighty God.
The Almighty God.
The El Shaddai God.
The El Shaddai God.
What is that? The El Shaddai God?
It's him and the Pips. Four other old white guys.
Oh, yeah. Shinaigua.
In his giant church, empty as fuck. It's just him. It's just him on the stage performing this for the TV cameras.
Shinaigua.
This is Kenneth Copeland.
Oh, man.
Worth
Jeez.
Upwards of $300 million, possibly up to a billion.
Right.
The Almighty God.
The Almighty God.
The El Shaddai God.
The El Shaddai God.
The God who is almighty.
The God who is almighty.
He's more than enough.
He's more than enough.
He is the miracle working God.
He is the miracle working God.
Today, we speak to this atmosphere.
We speak to this
atmosphere. He's commanding.
Today!
He's commanding the atmosphere.
So he's telling the atmosphere how to handle the virus.
Atmosphere.
From the state of Washington.
From the state of Washington.
To the state of Maine.
To the state of Maine.
From Southern California.
From Southern California.
To Brownsville, Texas.
To Brownsville, Texas.
And the tip of Florida.
And the tip of Florida.
Listening to these lunatics. Where people are dying. What is the death rate? He fucking knows.
And wherever else in the world it's needed.
What kind of spell is that?
Wind. Almighty.
Almighty.
Strong. South wind.
South wind.
Heat.
Burn this thing.
In the name of Jesus. Satan, you bow your knee. You fall on your face.
You fall on your face.
Kenneth Copeland, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good.
God. You fall on your face.
A couple of weeks ago, he said that God told him the pandemic would be over much sooner than you think. He also said he wants you to make sure you tithe, even though you lost your job.
Yes.
And last Sunday,
right,
he proclaimed it was finished, if you recall.
You know, God is in heaven, and he's like, hey, Kenneth, no offense, but I don't fuck with viruses. That's not my thing. I'm so sorry. A lot of people think I handle that. That is not my thing. And I don't know what you want the atmosphere to do to the fucking virus. I don't want to get it.
COVID-19!
Jesus
Christ!
He just spit at the camera.
Don't do that.
It's a zoomed in shot, so it only got the front row of seats, but nobody's in there.
Oh, okay. Guy's spitting everywhere.
I blow the wind of God.
The wind of God.
I blow the wind of God.
Damn, it's just these guys, these crooks. It's one thing if Kenneth Copeland wants to go out there and make money because people are stupid and they believe in bullshit in the sky. I mean, that sucks. I really think that's evil and shit. But if you are going to then use that people, you're going to use that people to profligate your bullshit to kill us. You know what I mean, man?
Yeah.
This is insanity. Profligate.
Did you hear the...
Did they spit too?
Yeah, did you hear the pips?
They practice? They must have practiced.
They're just responding to what he's saying.
Hey, Kenneth, surely you give these guys a heads up. He's like, hey, religious fuckheads, we're going to do a call and repeat thing at the end of the... line, you just repeat what I say and then do whatever gesture I do. Do you think today he's like, listen, we're gonna do the call and response thing, but I'm gonna do a spit at the end just so you know.
Satan, you bow your knee.
Satan, you bow your knee.
You fall on your face.
You fall on your face.
Dramatic pause.
COVID-19.
COVID-19.
God!
You hear these idiots in the background.
What was it? Social distance? Wait.
They're about 5 or 6 feet away from each other.
They're not far enough away.
Not to spit, yeah.
No, not at all. It's ridiculous. I hope none of those guys are releasing a fecal flume.
I blow the wind of God. On you.
On you.
You are destroyed forever.
You are destroyed forever.
And you will never be back.
And you'll never be back.
Thank you, our God.
Thank you, our God.
Let it happen.
Cause it to happen.
Take out your penis.
There you go.
We all should feel better. Kenneth Copeland spit on the coronavirus.
Oh, my God. I hope no one got it. I mean, really, they aren't far enough. You just can't spit, dude. I mean, really.
What? Yeah, ever.
Yeah, and then some guy, what are these call and repeat dick bags? They're going to catch the, you know, they were hugging and all this other shit. They don't believe in this shit. They're going to hug each other. They're going to give each other the corona.
No, he doesn't hug these people. You don't think so? Nobody's around. Fuck yeah, no.
No. Yeah.
Don't wrinkle my suit when I'm not on camera.
Yeah. That is fairly crazy. I mean, that's very crazy.
One of my favorites so far, yeah.
I spit in your face!
And then the four idiots.
You know, it really is like low effort theatricality right there. That's some cheap shit. Yeah, it really is. Just, I'm going to say some insane fuck. It, you know what? That all that shit. You know what that is? That's the laziest fucking spell I've ever heard. I mean, Harry Potter would have been laughed the fuck out of Hogwarts if he did that. You know what I mean? Like, he would have been disbanded from his fucking house.
$300 million?
Yeah. You're off the island. No, I'm saying if Harry Potter put spells together the way that fuckhead Copeland did, he wouldn't have graduated Hogwarts. It's very lazy, that spell making. He's saying bullshit, and these fucking idiots are just repeating it. You know, it's kind of lame.
Mr. Atheist, you're trying to convince people to be atheist.
No.
You know how many people you're going to take to hell with you? I know it doesn't bother you. No. I know that you mock the existence of a place. Why don't you?
Well, no.
Yes.
We disbelieve the existence of the place. We mock you.
Oh, yes.
For believing in the existence of the place.
You can't mock nothing, right?
Right. That's like mocking Hogwarts.
Yes. Well, yeah. Equal myth. I would say Harry Potter was more real than Jeebus.
This is, I've been to King's Cross Station. So
I know.
Have you.
I know the person that wrote Harry Potter and all those books exists, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. There's proof, actually proof.
That's Perry Stone, who previous clips have had him speaking in tongues while checking his cell phone.
Oh yeah, this guy's good, man.
And also speaking in tongues in four different languages.
Wow.
It was all the same bullshit. He just put different dialects on it, like French. He was doing "Je me bouffe son son ton boc la si
You know, for a while I worked at Six Flags Over Georgia. It's a theme park. You can go on some rides there, and and I was in the a magic show there, and I played a costume character version of Bugs Bunny, Daffy the Duck.
I was gonna say Daffy Duck, weren't you?
And so I was all three. I was a very versatile height. Wow. And, God, what's my point with this stupid fucking story? What were you talking about?
Speaking in tongues.
Yeah. And a friend of mine, my friend Jamie, I think he could only play, his height was, he could only play Bugs Bunny for some reason. And he's Pentecostal. And his sister worked at Six Flags as well. And, you know, everybody had like khaki shorts and, the polo.
Right.
But she wasn't allowed to wear the shorts. She had to wear a skirt that went all the way down to her fucking ankles.
Oh, right.
Because Jeebus. Well, right.
Yeah, you don't want to turn on the boys.
Oh, yes. But I asked him about, because they speak in tongues. He's a Pentecostal. He was trying to explain the speaking in tongues to me. And he's just like, well, you know, it's just the spirit takes them. And they're saying what God is saying. And then he was done explaining it. We're good, I guess.
All good. We do have a little bit of a follow-up to one of the stories going on.
Grab diving follow-up.
This is Pastor Tony Spell. He's the guy we played the clip. He's the guy that said, fuck you, I'm keeping my church open, even after he got cited
right
for keeping his church open.
Oh, okay.
In Louisiana.
Yes.
Well, he has now hired a name you'll recognize, Ryan. A very prominent legal figure.
Yes.
Louisiana pastor Tony Spell has to defend him against charges related to keeping his Life Tabernacle Church open.
Right.
Is saying he's standing tall against Christian persecution.
Okay.
He got 6 misdemeanors 2 days ago.
Okay.
He openly repeated the offense Tuesday night.
Oh, good.
Buses and cars filled Louisiana church parking lot for another service Tuesday evening as worshipers flocked to hear a Louisiana pastor.
I mean, this is tragic. I mean, if you think about how the math works, I mean, does that not... Why are we sitting in the house then? God! What's it matter?
Well, to represent him in all things legal right now, Pastor Tony Spell has hired Roy Moore.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Judge Roy Moore. Spell said he hired Judge Roy Moore to defend him against the charges.
Yeah, you know, I kind of said earlier that just it doesn't matter. We might as well not stay home. I didn't mean that. I was speaking in hyperbole. Everybody, please stay home. Don't go out anywhere. We don't want this shit. Right? I mean, I'm saying that.
Well,
I was kidding.
they're going to have a press conference.
Ooh.
And it's going to be Tony Spell and Roy Moore out there. I wonder if he'll ride in on Sassy.
Hell yeah! Pow, Sassy, pow, pow!
Sassy ain't afraid of no virus.
Right, right. But, you know, all the women are, they're afraid of you. You're not allowed to be at the mall anymore.
Sassy is not the type of young filly I'm interested in.
Oh, yeah, so Sassy. Sassy's very careful of you.
I guess I had forgotten that Roy Moore was still practicing law.
Yeah, right.
Twice. Why wasn't he disbarred?
I was about to ask you the same question.
You have to be yanked twice from the Chief Justice spot of the Alabama Supreme Court because of fuckery.
Yes.
Then you probably should be disbarred.
Matt Gaetz isn't disbarred. He isn't disbarred for threatening a witness, right?
That's what they looked into him for.
Yes. Well, yes. I guess in Alabama, the bar is fairly low.
Pun intended.
Yes. God, you're right. What do you have to do?
We do have... I do have another story here.
Damn.
Thanks for...
thank you for joining us.
Our portal and shit.
And for everyone that you go to church or some tabernacle of whatever the fuck it is, you get a Facebook invite to go to one of these mass, you know, services where you lick everybody. Thank you for responding. No, we appreciate that. You're saving lives.
Legal action on the other side.
Yes.
On the side of good.
Oh, okay.
In Knoxville, Tennessee.
Right. Oh, yes.
A lesbian couple in Knoxville is suing the city as well as a PE teacher.
Damn.
From West Valley Middle School. This is a public school named Chuck Comer.
That's the name of the school?
No, his name.
Oh, okay.
The teacher. It's West Valley Middle School.
Right.
For allegedly pressuring their son to attend anti-gay sermons in the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God. Pressuring the son. Say, hey, man, what are you doing today, boy?
According to federal lawsuit.
Right.
Comer. The PE teacher.
Yes.
Ran a school-sponsored basketball program.
Oh, God.
But in order to be part of it, students were told they had to be members of the school's Teens for Christ program. I don't believe that should be allowed.
Oh, God, man. It's always easy.
If the school sponsors a basketball program,
right,
it should be available to all, not you got to go be on Teens for Christ.
Teens for Christ. Shit, man.
It says, more specifically, for each instance of participation
yes.
by students in the defendant's right. school-sponsored basketball program, the students were required to be present early in the morning before school at a lecture hall
oh, that sucks.
To listen to this asshole read from and interpret the Bible oh. for approximately 30 minutes.
The basketball coach gets to do that for me.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, perfect. I can't think of a better way to begin my day. I got to get to school early. Listen to some fuckhead jock. No offense. Whatever the fuck. Read me, fucked up myths about cutting kids in half.
And during the preaching sessions, he singled out LGBT issues and their relations to sin.
Oh, my God. You could take your sin and shove it up your fucking starfish, Coach Dickhead.
The lawsuit also accuses the principal of being well aware of the program and its Christian promotion for at least 8 years.
Well, I mean, it's Teens for Christ. What else would that be?
Right.
Teens for Christ.
God. The parents are suing, asking for $1 million in compensatory damages. $10 million in punitive. Doesn't mean they'll get that, but they also want attorney's fees and court costs.
Oh, God.
The bad part is that the fucking taxpayers are going to...
Yeah.
The insurance company for the school is going to cough it up, and the taxpayers are going to pay for it.
So... hey,
these people need to be held personally responsible.
They wanted this kid to go to these anti-gay sermons.
He wanted to be on the wanted to be on the basketball team.
And that's what you had to do. You had to
that's the illegal part.
God.
You can have Teens for Christ. You can't force a school-sponsored sports
activity.
Team
yeah,
to also require membership in a religious-based organization.
And also, it's so fucked up. Hi, congratulations. You're on you're the best shortstop in the high school. But to be on the team, you have to go to the Teens for Christ shit. I mean, it's very strange. They have a website?
Who?
Teens for Christ?
I assume so. I don't know if it's a... It's probably a nationalized program. Somebody's making money off of that shit.
Oh, God.
Anymore. It's not just a
selling T-shirts
thing.
And...
Of course.
Good God, guys.
National organization. You know, you need that.
What was the area? One-third of what area? The coronavirus could be attributed to religious shit.
California.
Oh, God.
And they...
The
most
state?
Of their outbreak in France right now, they can trace back to that one evangelical meeting.
The whole state of California?
No, that one county.
Oh, that one county. Okay. I mean, not, that's great either, but Jesus.
It says, we're still in the early stages of the lawsuit, but based on the comments of one thread about it, it's no wonder the couple has chosen to remain anonymous to the public.
Oh, yeah.
So you know they're getting a lot of love.
Of course.
From this Knoxville, Tennessee area.
I mean, their rights were clearly violated.
Well, and then when you try to tell them, well, okay, what if it was a Muslim coach who said, you've got to get down on a carpet and pray to Mecca in order to make my team.
But I can, you know.
They would lose their tiny little minds.
Yeah, but we live in a fucked up country right now.
Well, we do.
My pillow guy waddled out and told me to read Lord of the Rings and pray.
Right.
Or the Bible. Sorry, I get it mixed up.
We have
my pussy, my pussy, my pussy, my pussy, my pussy, my pussy, my pussy.
Bam. You know, God, you know, it'd be great right there, right there. Just, go ahead. Yeah.
Did you see there's a new Thundercat album dropped today?
Oh, I did not know that.
It is.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Thundercat was trending this morning.
Oh, fuck.
Knew some new tunes from Thundercat.
Ooh, yeah.
I listened to like three of them. They're
really good.
Awesome. Yeah.
How do you think he writes those lyrics?
I don't know. There may be a little bit of marijuana involved, some of it. But pretty complex musically. We've talked about that before offline. That he's got
crab diving offline conversation.
Interesting shit going on.
I saw him live. He's very good.
I still wonder how he's able to use that name.
Because it's Thundercats. That's
the
cartoon.
Yeah, but one is a Thundercat.
Yeah, but he's Thundercat.
Have you looked this up? Have you spoken to him about it?
I have. Hi, Thunder. Yeah. What's his name, though? He's got a name. Maybe that's his name on his birth certificate.
I would think so.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he's pretty fucking funny, man. He's great.
Stephen Lee Bruner.
Ah, I thought his name was Thundercat.
Better known by his stage name, Thundercat.
Right.
American musician, record producer, singer, songwriter from Los Angeles, California.
Right, right.
It's a big, giant six-string bass. It's really cool.
Yes, he sings songs and writes songs about his cat.
Right. Turbotron.
Turbotron. Don't you ever leave me.
Don't you ever leave me, Turbotron. The Faithless Friday, everybody, y'all.
Right, right.
I'm just looking at some of these comments now. I'm on that school's.
Yes.
The Knoxville News Sentinel.
Right.
No basketball without Bible study? Knox parents sue public school over coaches' sermons.
See now, in this instance, wouldn't you imagine there'd be a lawsuit?
Right.
Well, what do they think is going to eventually happen?
Here's one. This is my daughter's school. I'm so unbelievably disappointed in these parents, though not surprised.
You should be like, this is my daughter's school. I should have known this shit was going on, and I should have said something earlier. This is insane.
Right. This one says, good for him. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Oh, but he's not the life. No, according to that one county in California, A third of the people can be laid at the footsteps of Jeebus.
This person says Jesus wouldn't say anything because he's a fictional character. Some of the atheists are throwing down now.
Right, okay.
But it's terrifying how many of these people posting or think it's A-okay that a public school...
It's not.
To join a team, would force a kid to go to a religious indoctrination ceremony meeting twice a week.
But you know what, dude? You grow up in the South, they have things like Fellow Christian Athletes of America, FCAA. It was a big club.
Oh, yeah.
Other Jeebus shit here and there. I mean, I can understand how someone could fuck up that line because it's just, God, it's this Jeebus shit is fucking all over the place.
It's so insane to me.
You cultists. How do you tell?
Our parish, you know, we were all Catholics, Irish Catholics in our area. And
Right.
All of us in Chicago of a certain age that are Catholics.
Yes.
You didn't refer to what part of town you grew up in.
Yeah.
You referred to the parish you grew up in.
But
be like,
guys,
oh, I grew up in Barnabas. Oh, really? Yeah, I was Queen of Martyrs. Oh.
But Catholics are the, you guys are the ultimate, like.
Not you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, got better.
Yeah. You guys can compartmentalize.
What do you mean? Well,
you
sure.
You really can. And I think a lot of it can be attributed to the alcohol.
I guess.
I mean, Catholics, you just get so drunk. You know, you go into church, who gives a fuck, you know?
I mean, it is a little
I'm just kidding. Not at all. But, you know.
It is a little more liberal.
You drink it away.
Of a religion in some aspects than.
It's crazy. The Catholic Church drives you crazy. You drink it away. Then you go back. Drink it away, go back, drink it away. Hopefully nobody rapes you.
I saw a map, you know, that where they think the southern part of the states is going to be really hit hard because stupidity.
Right.
And they overlaid the predominant religion of the areas.
Ooh, oh, okay.
And the Southern Baptist area.
Of course.
The predominant area of Southern Baptists is also remarkably similar to the predominant areas where the COVID is anticipated to be really fucking bad.
Yeah, because it's the It's a communal, the fellowship thing, you know, because the mission of a Southern Baptist is to find more people to bring into your little weird death cult where you can spread the COVID.
Catholics are a little more sciencey. Like they don't believe in the that Adam and Eve existed. I was taught it's a story. We believe in evolution, that kind of thing.
See, the difference is that the Southern Baptist shit, and you know, they want to make you evangelize. They want you to spread the word. Mm. It seems like the Catholic Church is like, listen.
Spread your legs.
Right. And I'm going to tell you some batshit crazy stuff. Just bring the envelope. And in between times where we have to talk to you about Jesus, just get really fucked up and it'll be okay.
It is a money making venture. I mean, I was one of those kids that had they called it a mandatory offertory, but it meant that my parents were just making payments for the expensive Catholic school tuition. But I would have to go and take my special envelope go to Mass every week and drop my envelope in the fucking Jesus box. But then I found out that I could just go in the front of the church.
Yes.
They had a slot where you could just throw that shit in there.
Yes.
So I would walk to 4 o'clock Mass on Saturday. Yes. I would throw the envelope in and I would go to Red's and have a hot dog.
You know, and thank God.
Which is a local hot dog stand.
Yep. Again, boy, thank God, and you know he doesn't exist, but thank God you're not speaking in all euphemisms in that story.
What do you mean?
Well, you gotta take your shit in there, throw it in the slot, then go have a hot dog. I'm sure.
Catholic.
I gotta bring my mandatory offertory.
Can also be called confession.
Oh, you bunch of creeps! Now you're out there spreading the shit. Fuck you.
Well, right. This is
God. It's
unforgivable.
It's just the idea of it is everybody's got to come together in fellowship and hug and touch.
Well, it's money.
And pay me.
Yeah, that's
fuck
what it
you,
is.
Fuck you, pay me.
You can't, it's nothing but money. Catholic Church is rich as fuck. So they're like, those priests are like, I'm not going to go in that room with all those sweaty coughing people.
No. I'm busy over here.
We still need the altar boys to clean, though. And
well, I mean, that mandatory
host,
the mandatory offertory is not going to collect itself.
Right. I saw that there was a significant group of like media organizations and the Center for Journalistic some bullshit, and you know all these organizations. Co-signed a letter to Fox News to please stop it to the Murdochs.
Oh,
stop it. You're killing people kind of a thing. That while there are some of the straight news shows that are doing okay, they are far overshadowed by your Hannity's, your Ingrahams, your Lou Dobbs's out there saying the president is single-handedly making the virus go away.
You know, but and they're right to beg stop Fox to stop, but also just ignore him. I mean, at some
point. Ignore Fox?
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to work, though, right?
This is the highest rated. I mean, but again, cable news doesn't rake in the eyeballs. I mean, it's of the cable news stations, it is the highest ranked, rated, but its average age is also literally 70 plus, and they don't know because they don't go higher than that.
Right.
It could be 85, their average age, but they don't quantify it after 70 or something like
you
that.
You know,
So all these old angry white people.
But it's the freedom of the press.
Sitting at home getting fired up by Hannity.
But wait, this is a free press. This is what you get with a free press, right? That's what they'll say.
Well, yeah, but that's why Reagan getting rid of the Fairness Doctrine.
Oh, yeah.
Had a big deal to do with it.
Did you imagine?
Because we used to hold our news organizations a little more accountable for the shit that they were putting out there.
If Trump introduced something called the Fairness Doctrine, what do you think it would be about?
Making sure that we get rid of affirmative action so it's fair for white people.
He says it all the time. They aren't fair.
Is that fair? Well, to him, nothing's fair to
him.
Nothing's fair to him.
Imagine you sit there with that mindset. Everybody's out to get me. Nothing's fair to me. And all the dead people in New York and our healthcare workers.
Well, strap in.
Yes.
I mean, it's Governor Cuomo said that some of the models say their peak will be in 7 days or so. And some of the models say they're still 21 days out from their peak.
So, okay, the way I, how does
and
the
if
math
that's
work?
True, they're,
How does the math work every day? The number is supposed to what?
They don't know.
You're right.
You in some areas, it's doubling.
Oh my God, man. Ugh.
And then here in Florida.
Oh yeah, yeah. We live in Florida. Hello.
It says Republicans admitted that Florida's unemployment system was designed to fail.
But it's a safety net.
But they don't like that stuff. So this is what they're doing. This is the Republican mantra top to bottom. Destroy government. Make everybody, they're fascists. They want corporations and oligarchs to be in charge.
So
they want to destroy government and make it look top to bottom like it's failing.
Where did we get the expression a safety net? Where did that come from?
Probably from
the circus, right?
Or from shipping.
Yeah,
like
that's
you
true.
Have a safety net up in the.
I just always think about
when
it.
You're climbing around on the sails and shit,
right?
Maybe.
Oh, shit. Well, I was thinking about the circus and how a guy is up there walking on a rope. I don't know why we find that entertaining. I have no idea. We're fucked up. We're a fucked up fucking
probably
society.
Like King Henry VIII had a silken ball sack.
Oh, God.
Something that he put around his nuts while he played tennis.
Where did we go in London? Where did we go?
Bring me my safety net. I'm going to play tennis.
Take the safety net away. Send up a peasant.
Tighter.
Yeah. Stephen Miller's like, take the safety. They don't need a safety net. Let them fall to their deaths. Fuck them. They take away the safety net. And then they throw knives at you.
Now they're whining. The Republicans here are whining about their election chances. Because the system here has been overwhelmed by all the jobless people.
hey, listen. They're worried about not getting elected, reelected, right?
They literally said, good, we're going to put up a shitty system that we hope is hard that will discourage the takers from taking. And by the way, Florida unemployment,
yes,
$275 a week, no matter what you're making.
Oh, my God.
No matter what you were making.
Oh, my God.
That's decided by the states.
Jesus Christ. Damn. I mean.
I remember I was on unemployment for like 5 minutes in California.
Right. I was in Chicago.
And I was making $450 a week.
Yes.
Because that's when I was working at that giant healthcare organization and making big boy money.
Was it a phone-in unemployment reporting system?
It was.
If yes, press 1.
Right.
If no, press 3.
Are you searching for work? Oh, yeah.
But why was it? Why was it? In Illinois, it was if yes, press 1. If no, press 3.
What's wrong with 2?
I don't know.
Hmm. It says Florida Republicans are forming a circular firing squad now that unemployed workers are finding that the system called, ironically, Connect.
Yes.
And they can't.
They can't connect.
It was purposely designed to discourage new claims in order to keep jobless numbers down.
And the I'm trying to understand.
This is how Republicans roll.
But now they're concerned that they won't be reelected because of what you're
saying. Because people are overwhelming the system and they're pissed.
Right.
Well, and now the Republicans are like, well, wait a minute.
Hey, Republicans, that you even have a chance to win any type of election in the circumstances that we're in.
And they can't blame Democrats.
Amazing.
They're in charge.
Right.
Top to bottom. They can't blame Democrats.
But listen to them, though. Look at this. We're all at home because of the COVID. It was mishandled. That you even have a chance to get reelected is insane.
Uh, according to Politico, one advisor to Governor Ron DeSantis, said everyone we talked to in that office, when we asked them what happened, tells us the system was designed to fail.
Why would you do it like
that's
that?
That's not a problem when unemployment is 2.8%, but it's a problem now. No systems we have can handle 25,000 people a day.
God, could you imagine?
Quote, it's a shit sandwich.
Right.
It was designed that way by Scott, Senator now.
Rick Scott.
Former governor, Rick fucking Scott.
Damn Republicans. Jeez. Way to go.
And it's not looking good for Trump because people are getting mad at the Republicans here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to trickle up.
I think Ron.
And he needs Florida.
Florida needs Florida, man. Florida's going to be fucked up because of this. What he should need. See, he's such a fuckhead. Don, what you should need is somebody to come up with a vaccine. You should need, you should be concerned about ventilators and masks. And not send your fucking piece of shit.
Privately, Republicans admit the $77.9 million system, dollar system that is now failing Florida workers is doing exactly what Rick Scott designed it to do. Lower the state's reported number of jobless claims.
God. They're worried about numbers. They don't think somebody, if someone is in unemployment and they are getting that $275 a week, that means they fucking need it. If they're trying to get that, they need it.
It wasn't about saving money. It was about making it harder for people to get benefits or keep benefits so that the unemployment numbers were low to give the governor something to brag about.
Where is this story from?
This is Politico.
God.
The Republican Party of Florida chairman.
Yes.
Now it's a circular firing squad. They're going after each other because they know you can't blame a Democrat for this.
Right, right.
At all. This guy, the chairman of the Republican Party here, John Gruters, said $77 million. Someone should go to jail over that.
Well, hey, good news, Gruters. The Republicans are in charge. No one's going to jail over fucking anything.
After a record number of claims were reported yesterday,
yes,
DeSantis said the state will be resorting to paper applications. They're going to try to build a mobile app to handle the flood of traffic. And they'll be deploying hundreds, even thousands of state workers to provide stopgap help.
Yay. Yay. Why don't you just... So the answer is to start a new system right now.
Well, and they're saying here, even with the $2 trillion stimulus package, there'll be a lot of money coming Florida's way. They can't get the money to the people because their stupid fucking system doesn't work.
Yes, their stupid fucking system doesn't work, which was designed to not fucking work.
And intentionally.
Yes. But now they want to design a whole new system. If you were in charge of, say, a system, you know, familiar with a system? The system is a...
Which system?
Systems. Just the idea of a system.
Okay, sure.
I don't know how
the concept of a system?
Yes. The concept of a system. It's a bunch of shit working together to produce some shit that you need.
Okay.
Now, when you're taxing the system, that would seem like a bad time to redesign a new system. You would want to redesign the new system before the pandemic. That's all. That was my point. It just seems like a real bad time to come up with an app.
Well, yeah.
You're gonna launch an app right now.
Good job.
How
about not design it to be labyrinthine and difficult?
Yay!
It was so bad that from the very start in 2013, even state senators in 2015, all Republicans, refused to confirm Rick Scott's pick to run the agency that manages unemployment benefits. They were like, this is so bad, we're not going to let your guy try to fix it. Republicans, even.
They're worried. I mean, God, see, they actually need something. God. The safety net is designed to not work. If a guy falls from the rope, too fucking bad.
The ultimate goal, which was delivered, was to lower unemployment taxes paid by Florida businesses.
Oh, okay.
An analysis done by the Florida legislature estimated that the changes pushed by Rick Scott would have saved businesses more than $2.3 billion between 2011 and 2020.
Oh, shit.
Now, as thousands of people are trying to get help, the system is crashing, denying them access.
Yes.
400,000 people have managed to file claims in the last 2.5 weeks. It's not known how many have tried and failed.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, how would you... But why would they keep track of who tried and failed? They don't give a fuck. Well, wait, they do. They want to tell all those businesses, look, we're working hard for you. We prevented all these people from eating.
Most of those who do submit applications won't qualify for aid, and the benefits that are paid are among the most meager in the country.
Meager. Meager.
A maximum. Maximum.
That is a
of
word.
Of $275.
Meager. Why are you using Dicksonian adjectives?
Right.
To describe our fucking... What kind of safety net? It's like, hi, Mr. Tightrope Guy. We designed a safety net that when you fall into the net, you will crash into the ground. And when you're rolling around writhing in pain, the net will then strangle you to death.
The one DeSantis insider says, this is horrible for people. I don't want to minimize that. But if we have to look past the crisis, it's bad for the president and it's bad for the governor.
Right. Shit.
A spokesperson for Rick Scott said that Senator Scott acted to ensure the state helped only those who truly needed the assistance.
the only ones that were able to sit there and had time to call over and I've seen people talking about this on Facebook here in Florida. People, they can't get through. And they need the money. What the fuck?
An advisor to Marco Rubio's 2010 Senate campaign said, we've got unemployed, pissed off people. They can't get benefits. When they get them, it's not going to be enough. Then they're for the taking by the Democrats. We killed Charlie with the bad economy. That's Charlie Crist. In 2010. Democrats are going to repay the favor.
Jeez. Imagine the stress of trying to get through to unemployment. You finally get it. You get $275.
The governor and his team, they say, are working around the clock to address the shortcomings, but it's a flawed system that predates the DeSantis administration.
Hey, to me, it's fun. That's a funny image, that rider. DeSantis' team. What does that look like? I just can't imagine him in charge of anything. Sorry, Dick.
Representative Jose Javier Rodriguez, a Miami Democrat, said, Rick Scott is the most culpable human being when we look at who's responsible for this failed system. But I don't know of any Republican who resisted these efforts to make Florida the most Scrooge-like state in the nation.
It's so weird.
Not one Republican resisted.
You know, there's so many little Dickensian references about Florida. And to me, there's irony there. Florida is a sunshine state. The weather is, for the most part, beautiful.
I thought
beautiful.
It was because nobody hears Red Dickens.
Yes, that might be that, too. But, to me, when I think of Dickens novel, I think it's snow.
Not nobody.
And cold. Oh, absolutely.
Awesome, progressive, wonderful people here in the South.
Fuck yes.
Sadly,
yes.
Sadly overwhelmed by a louder screaming lunatic.
Yeah.
Group.
Right. Well, yes. And now they're making us sick and they wouldn't close the beaches. Imagine, man, they wouldn't close the fuck. These Republicans, they have to grift on any level. They don't even want to close the beaches because they're worried their fucking buddies with restaurants will get pissed.
Right.
Meanwhile, there's a pandemic.
Everywhere.
Keep Chili's open.
You know, what are we up? How many millions of record filings for unemployment now?
I don't know. A fuck ton.
And guess which states are doing better than others?
The states that don't have dick fucks ruling them. I mean.
Right.
And this is where it's just not fair, though. It's just not. I'm sorry. It's not fair. It's not fair.
Right.
I don't know what my point is.
Well, and you know what would make this a whole lot easier? A universal healthcare system.
I was going to say getting rid of the Electoral College.
Well, I mean, that I'm talking about the more immediate
yes
crisis.
I think that would help the more immediate crisis. If we learned today that the Electoral College was gone, that would be a lot better for November. It would look better in November, wouldn't it?
Probably. We'd have a lot less to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Trump would shit his pants.
Yeah, yeah. And too bad. Hey, Iowa and remote places where your vote matters more than most people. I'm sorry. No one's going to come and see you anymore. Go fuck yourself.
So, other red states, take a look at what's going on with the unemployment. And
ooh,
see if
yes.
the same fuckery.
Oh, yeah. Fuckery all over the
quote,
fucking place.
Designed to fail.
Yes.
Meanwhile, in California, I called in, pressed a couple of buttons, I was done.
You know what it is, dude? That's great. But, you know, the thing is, these guys cheat, and they cheat, and so they make the unemployment thing a little bit harder for people to get, you know, and I guess they can manage
they said it.
The fallout, right? They can manage a fallout, yeah. whatever, but now in a pandemic.
They said the goal was to reduce unemployment taxes for business by discouraging people from filing. They were saying, we wanted the people who wanted work to get to work, so we focused all of our efforts on getting people to work.
Doesn't it seem like this pandemic is exposing just how, like,
horrible,
gross and fucked up our
worldwide, global, our entire economic system is cock and fucks poor people.
Yeah, and it's poverty, right?
Yeah.
Poverty.
That's the whole thing about democratic socialism. And it doesn't have to be winners and big losers. There could be winners and people that don't win as much.
Yes.
But are still doing okay.
They're still winning.
Star Trek, not Star Wars. Right.
Well,
Star Trek was like, what is this? What is money? What do you mean money? What are you talking about?
But why did we have to go? Well, we didn't elect him. We didn't elect him. He cheated with the Russians, and now he's president. Why this guy? Why did we have to pick this guy for now? Why now?
Trump?
Yeah.
It's the perfect storm. It's Putin. It's a lot of Putin's influence of disinformation and weaseling into social media in all countries of the world. And trying to influence,
you know, I used
racism.
To, yeah,
cause strife, dissent, make pose as Bernie Bros to get people like us pissed off.
Right,
pose as people like us to get Bernie people pissed off.
And meanwhile, you condition a group of people to pick the fascist over the person that's not a fascist, but it's not your favorite candidate. But
right.
She's not a Nazi.
Fear based.
Yes.
But brown people are coming for
people.
You. I'll save you. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that's, you know, where people kind of drift into that fascism is they're scaredy, more scaredy types, more fear-based.
I mean, this pandemic thing, you know, dude, I there are comics that I book a show here and they comics that message me about like, well, are you booking June yet? Or do you know what you're going to do? I'm like, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. Nobody knows.
Right.
I mean, I think this is going to be bad. And I don't know. I think our lives, everything's going to be different, right? Don't you think how we gather and how we interact and
yeah,
we do
for a
everything
long time.
Is going to fucking change. And like that to me, that's the scary thing. We just seem like a real vulnerable society. And then that's how you get hungry or something like that. That Viktor Orban, fuck.
Right, or Bolsonaro.
Yes.
Erdogan.
Right.
All these strongmen. That
you're not naming anyone nice. What about the guy from
Duterte,
the Philippines?
Yeah.
Yes. God.
What did he say? Something about, we will shoot you in the streets or something like that?
Yeah. That's great.
And I think his group there is trying to say no.
Why though?
Something like that, or
it seems like guys like Duterte and Putin. Do they have any? Is there any repercussions when they? They no one's going to go after Duterte. There's nobody. I mean, in the Russian government, who is going to open an investigation against Vladimir Putin?
Nobody.
Somebody who should
take out some life insurance at least to benefit the survivors.
Shit, man. We're on our way.
But how long can that last?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out.
You know, there are societies like that, like the Trumpian society, and like a lot of these vulture capitalists' lives at work are based on mistrust, survival of the fittest, and shanking everybody you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Stepping on their bodies to get higher,
right,
in the organization, right, and succeed.
How long can it last?
And how long can Putin last?
I don't know. I mean, shit, man.
How much has he got before one or two of these oligarchs are like, we got to get rid of this guy?
But see, when they got to get rid of somebody, doesn't it usually involve the authorities come, they shoot a bunch of people to death,
well, that's
they
it,
empty
right
out the palace, and then whoever is back in the palace is usually a horrible fucking dictator.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, things don't always... Or they lie, like...
Yeah.
The morons like to say, Nazi Socialist Party, they called themselves socialists. See, they were socialists. Nazis were socialists. The Nazis killed the socialists. They pretended. They lied to be, pretended to be, guess what? Populists, just like the MAGA crowd.
And you know what, man? It's the way the maggots in Washington are taking advantage of this goddamn pandemic with the anti-choice laws, the forced birth bullshit they're trying to slide in there and shit. It makes you really nervous. Like, as this pandemic grows, are they going to try to take advantage more?
Right.
They rolled back those EPA things?
Right.
Just vote Democrat. Vote Democrat, you fucks! God, I sound like a loon.
I mean, that's our recourse in November.
That's it. Just yell a lot.
Thank you. Yesterday, Jared Kushner said the notion of the federal stockpile was it's supposed to be our stockpile. It's not supposed to be state stockpiles that they then use. What did he mean by our?
Oh, what are you asking?
And even the fact that taxpayers from what's every that?
I got
state
you. I got you.
No,
you use the word
gotcha.
Our. You know what our means? United States of America. That's what it means. It means
the states.
Our.
Which is the states. That would be logic.
It doesn't got. This talking to this person.
Right, right. It's a gotcha. Gotcha.
And now that journalist can go fuck off because Trump doesn't feel like he needs to answer because you're attacking me.
You know what our means? United States of America. That's what it means. It means
the states.
Our. It means the United States of America. And then we take that our and we distribute it to the states.
So why did you say it's not supposed to be state stockpiles that they...
Because we need it for the government and we need it for the federal government. But when the states are in trouble... No, to also...
To give to the states, right.
Listen, okay, I'm trying to understand something.
Good luck.
In New York, there are people reusing masks. Doctors are reusing masks.
Yes.
Right. But... The federal government, according to Jared Fuck, has a stockpile of masks.
A stockpile of some shit, I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
Why
don't they take the shit that is stockpiled and put it in a truck and drive that shit to New fucking York? I don't know.
Because they need it for states that Trump needs a boost in his approval ratings for.
He's not going to take New York.
For that approval. They need approval ratings. He's going to send it to Florida. He's going to send it to Ohio, to Wisconsin, to Pennsylvania, to all of those, flip states
that Howard Dean yelled out.
Right. And his latest poll in Wisconsin, he should be not happy about.
Howard Dean, if you're listening to the Crab Diving podcast on Stitcher, on Spotify, on the podcasting app, please get some of your liberal buddies together, get a legal pad, write out some shit that would be a good plan, and go to Donald and say, hey, Mr. President, here's our offer. Resign today. We'll just put Eric in jail for the rest of his life. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, wait, Eric?
America. And then we take that hour and we distribute it to the states.
Not that we have not to. Supposed to be state stockpiles that they
because we need it for the government and we need it for the federal government. But when the states are in trouble, no, to also keep
giving it to if it's not to the states.
To keep for our country because the
our country to give to the states. Who the fuck are you giving it to?
We are in a pandemic. They're putting dead bodies in refrigerator trucks. We just want to know where the masks are. That's all she wants to know.
To keep for our country, because the federal government needs it too, not just the states. But out of that, we oftentimes choose, as an example, we have almost 10,000 ventilators, and we are ready to rock with those ventilators. We're going to bring them to various areas of the country that need them. But when he says our, he's talking about our country. He's talking about the federal government. I mean, it's such a basic, simple question, and you try and make it sound so bad. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. No, you know what? You ought to be ashamed. It's such a simple question.
I love how these reporters just don't give a shit about him anymore. They just keep going. Go ahead. Tell me I'm a disgrace. I don't care. I'm going to keep asking my question, you piece of shit.
Donald, what do you mean when you're ready to rock with the ventilators? You're going to rock.
Why aren't they rocking to fucking New York?
Why
where
weren't
needed?
You rocking in February or January when you knew about this shit?
Right.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. No, you know what? You ought to be ashamed. It's such a simple question. He said our. An hour means for the country. An hour means for the states because the states are a part of the country. Don't make it sound bad. Don't make it sound bad. Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead, back here. You just asked your question.
The HHS even changed the language on the website.
You asked your question.
Now I'm going to talk to Steve now. Now, Steve has
O-A-N.
A penis.
O-A-N.
Yes.
You just asked your question. You just asked your question in a very nasty tone.
Did she sound like it was a nasty tone?
No, but I do believe she has ovaries.
Oh, yeah.
That's an issue with him.
Possibly.
God.
That's our president, everyone.
The people you're in charge of don't have ventilators. They need to breathe. And in New York, didn't they have ventilators that they were using one ventilator to ventilate two people?
Yes, they're trying that to see if they can hook up two people.
Gee,
at once
they're trying that, or you could just rock those ventilators out there. You know,
we're ready to rock those. When a billionaire needs one, we're gonna send it right over.
You know, I was listening to the Rachel Maddow Nightmare Show, and she had a healthcare person in there talking about that. Like, yeah, you can split the ventilators off, but I mean, they're trying it, and it's
not optimal. Yeah.
You can't make them work right that way.
Right.
And it's not a good time. Why would you want to try new shit now?
This is not real, is it?
God. He's like, I'm going to rock with these ventilators. Well, you're rocking with something someone's waiting on so they can fucking breathe. God. Go rock with it. What the fuck? That was insane what you just played. That was...
Well, yeah.
Was that today?
Yeah.
That's right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Ah! We're fucked.
Thousands of people are going to die.
What?
Tens of thousands of people are...
The model shows hundreds of thousands of people are going to die.
Going to die. You know what I want to do? I want to come way under the models. The professionals did the models. I was never involved in a model. But at least this kind of a model.
What?
At least this kind of a model.
Did he just make a joke?
Bada-boom,
bada-bing! Did he just make a rim shot joke? He's telling the people.
I was never involved in a model. Except at least this kind of a model.
Hey, I got to laugh. By the way, hundreds of thousands. How many people are going to die? 100,000, 200,000, whatever.
I mean, Maybe more, yes.
Some of your moms, your dads, your brothers, your sisters, your friends, your relatives, people you are close for that will be gone from this planet are dying. According to certain models, not any of the models I've fucked.
I'm way under the models. The professionals did the models. I was never involved in a model, but at least this kind of a model. But you know what? Hundreds
God,
of...
Mike Pence God. Is God. Amazing. Mike Pence is behind him and did not blink, didn't even move his face, standing behind him when Trump said this.
At least this kind of a model. But you know what? Hundreds of thousands of people, they say they're
going to... This keeps going. At least this kind
you
know, of model.
You ever seen that? It's a gif. It's a gif. And when someone says something so insane or drops a truth bomb or says something that just... You know, a mic drop moment.
Right.
And it's the gif where the kid is doing this. He's doing this.
Oh, the kid grabs his, does a double face slap and falls to the ground.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That is that. That is that. Whoa. Whoa.
At least not this type of matter.
God damn. 100,000, maybe 200,000 Americans, people I'm in charge of, are going to fucking die, and it will not be pleasant.
He's technically right.
Be best.
He's being best.
Be best, you cunts. My, fuck. I just wait. Vote blue.
Saying that New York may be days away from running out of ventilators. Can you assure New York that going into next week that they're going to have the ventilators that they're going to need?
No. 10,000. I've got 10,000 waiting to go wherever they need. He said that, right?
Yes. Yes.
Can you assure New York that going into next week that they're going to have the ventilators that they're going to need?
No, they should have had more ventilators at the time.
No.
They should have had more at the time.
So he's trying to blame the states. He's coming up with this bullshit narrative that the states have been woefully underprepared.
You know,
and
you
he's
know,
coming in to save everyone.
God, I tell you, man, I think this will do it for him. I really do. And this has to do it, right? That what he just said is impeachable. It should be. What does he take an oath?
Right.
What's in that oath of office? Does it say something about?
And Nancy announced they're putting together a panel.
Oh, God.
To look into it.
I got to say something.
Because I saw a tweet from Jim Jordan squealing about it.
I want to say to all these people on Facebook that hate Nancy Pelosi, fuck you. Hey, listen, maybe you don't like her, whatever the fuck. Why can't you release any of your ire? Why can't you ejaculate some hate on some of these goddamn Republicans? How about Trump?
Well, listen to this, though. It gets worse.
Should have had more ventilators. They were totally underserviced. We are trying to do. We're doing our best for New York. You know, we have states. We have a lot of states. We have territories too, but we have a lot of states that have to be taken care of. Some much more so than others. We've worked very well with the governor. We happen to think that he's well served with ventilators. We're going to find out. But
we're going to find out. Hey. Tune in.
We're going to find out.
We think he's well served. Well, we're going to find out.
I'm trying to understand him. Is he saying that we'll just see, you know, how well you took care of yourself. Look at all these dead people.
He's well served with ventilators. We're going to find out. But we have other states to take care of. We have a big problem in Louisiana. We have a big problem in Michigan. We have a big problem in seven other really strong hotspots.
Oh, name one. He ran out. You know, name one, Don.
Hey, Don, and name me a territory that doesn't have its own president.
Right.
I do believe you. Fuck.
Really strong hotspots, but we're doing the best we can. I wish they did the original orders 3 years ago. They would have had all the ventilators they needed. Although even then they wouldn't, because if you look at what the original.
You know who would have overseen that to ensure that the states were preparing well enough?
A pandemic response
possibly
team?
A national federal pandemic response team.
Oh, my God.
Whose job it would be to coordinate that kind of stuff.
God, you know, you Republicans, you tried. You put low energy Jeb out there and nothing. Who else ran that maybe could have? Mark?
Then they wouldn't, because if you look at what the original request was from New York, it was far greater than anybody ever heard. And we've supplied a lot. I told you, we supplied some just today to New York. And
Just today.
What
do you want, a blowjob?
Right.
It's like, this is can like...
You, can you assure New York they'll have the ventilators they need? No.
You know what? This is...
No!
This is...
No! No! They should have had more ventilators at the time. That's... Quote. Can you reassure New York they will have the ventilators they need? Quote. No. They should have had more ventilators at the time.
God. I mean... That's crazy. That's the craziest shit he's ever said. Someone just said New York needs more ventilators because in a day... People that need them to breathe won't be able to have them. And I don't, maybe Don isn't familiar with science, but if you, without breathing, you can't live. You'll die. You'll be fucking dead. Shit,
this is
man.
A funny.
They said that people in close proximity to you and the vice president will get a coronavirus test. I'm wondering, are you concerned that the people you've been hanging around with may have the virus?
No, I'm not concerned. No, I had a test yesterday.
But what's the reason for the order for people who meet with you or talk to you? Why?
I don't know. I mean, I heard from the oil executives. These are people, most of them had not had the test. And frankly, I think they left the room feeling good about a lot of things, but they felt good about the test. This was a test that took...
So they made the oil executives that met with Trump test for corona.
Yeah. Because maybe Trump spread it to them.
No. Or, they don't want... Trump doesn't want anybody giving it to him.
Yeah, he's concerned about it now, right?
The test took, I guess, 13 minutes to have it finalized. They took the test... I don't know. I didn't know they were doing that. Maybe they did it just for them. I don't know. But it seems that a lot of people, because now we have tests that really work well, Abbott. We have other tests being developed right now that are also fantastic. The original tests, the ones we inherited, Jim, as an example, they were broken. They were obsolete. They were not good tests.
They had fried chicken smelling greasy prints all over them. Black eyed peas and all kinds of watermelon and stuff all over them.
Yes.
And that's what we got stuck with. We've developed some incredible tests, but this took 13 to 15 minutes and they were all fine. Go
ahead. He's lying.
Yeah.
He is ordering that. He doesn't want anyone coming near him that hasn't been tested.
Oh, yeah.
Here's we only got a couple seconds
should
left.
We? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
The military shelves were also empty. We had no ammunition, literally. That was said by one of your favorite generals. We have no ammunition. Guess what? We had very little medical supply also.
An actual verifiable 100% falsitude that there was no ammunition. It's a lie.
No ammunition.
And when
where?
He talks about the depleted military, so he's saying it's the same thing. Look at that Negro left us with nothing on the shelves.
There ain't no bullets. Obama
no bullets and no
out.
Medical equipment.
Gosh darn bullets. This is,
So that's going to be the story. Look what we were left with.
I guess we figure out how to make our own ventilators.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do it again next week, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, live 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're available on your favorite podcasting application, always at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on social media. Go to his Twitter feed, his Instagram, his Facebook page is Rated R Comedy, or check out his website at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a good, safe weekend, everybody. Hang in there. We'll do it again.
I got a
lot Monday.
Fuck Trump.
Move, bitch. Get out the way.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.